radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
Rick Adams is on.
All right, we're back, folks. Hour number two, Facebook, Rick Adams Uncensored, and here it comes. We have Terry from Texas now. Hello, Terry. Welcome to the program. Here he comes.
Hello, this is Dave.
Hello, this is just Chris. Not a problem.
I guess we could take you all at one time, but I think we... You made a boo-boo? All right, take up Dave first. Eric, call back if you want. And Chris, you stay where you are. Okay, Dave, go ahead.
Oh, Rick, yes. Yeah, it's good to have Jim on. Regarding logic, he's an expert, and I use my own logic. I'm not doubtful of any of his statements, but I'm never convinced until I'm convinced. I need to see the evidence. And so what I'm looking with this Sandy Hook thing, you know, it's funny because I looked through all the, and I tried to find out something I could sort of verify, and I think some of the photo evidence was more convincing to me than, of course, a lot of hearsay and claims. Let me ask both Rick and Jim, what are the most convincing, verifiable pieces of evidence for us people out here in nowhere land that weren't there to tell us that this could be a false flag?
I always present the evidence when I do it. That's why I recommend go to falseflagconspiracies2020.com and check out my presentation on what happened at Sandy Hook. Among the proofs, and there are so many, in addition to those I've already enumerated, a photograph that was sent around the world that appeared to show a policewoman leading a string of maybe 15 kids to safety, taken by Shannon Hicks, who is a photojournalist for the Newtown Bee, was actually preceded by a photograph taken a few minutes earlier, where you can see there's a whole group of parents there. They're just standing around, arms folded, hands in their pocket. The policewoman is rearranging the kids to get a better shot. So instead of having a little girl in a pink sweater and a short skirt, she puts her back in the line and brings up a little boy in a blue sweater and blue jeans for a better photograph. I mean, how fraudulent is that? And in the background of this very this photograph taken earlier, not the one sent around the world, you can see several parents there just casually looking on, leading me to describe this photograph as lounging at the massacre.
Right.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Here's another.
Right, Jim, thanks for reminding me of that. That is exactly the photo, and I had forgotten what it was, which was so convincing, that what they're doing is they're putting this right in front of everybody's face. I mean, everybody saw this. It isn't some ancillary thing you dug up that nobody else saw. So,
yeah,
I mean, they're just telling us, how stupid can you be?
That's right. They're playing us for
suckers.
Well,
they did that with 9/11, you know. People thought they saw planes flying through buildings, but they didn't.
They saw images of planes that flew through buildings because they were only images and not real planes, which are a crumpled external to the buildings with body, seats, luggage, wings, tail falling to the ground. But we have photographs beneath the facades, and there are no body, seats, luggage, wings, or tail. They even planted an engine at Church in Murray, Rick, to create the impression it had come from Flight 175, but it was sitting on the sidewalk under a steel scaffolding and a canopy. The steel fast scaffolding and the canopy were undamaged. The sidewalk wasn't harmed. Anything that massive hitting at high velocity would have churned it up. Jack White, who was a colleague of mine on JFK research, discovered Fox News footage of a white van at that location where you had four or five guys in FBI vests unloading something heavy. And here's the killer. The engine was an antiquated engine. It wasn't any longer in service with Boeing aircraft at the time. It was just a plant.
Yeah. Well, I have one more comment, and this is regarding what we're seeing, the whole situation. I can rationalize this, all this garbage news we're getting and everything, as a protracted conflict. That was a book I read long back regarding communist takeover of the United States, which they've been doing forever. I mean, looking at this, I mean, it's not whether Trump gets in or not. They're working. They've undermined the U.S. They've infiltrated us. And we've got, you know, all kinds of reports of Chinese troops around, blah, blah, blah. I mean, isn't this what you see, Rick, going on?
Well, I see a lot of things, and I don't see a lot of things. It's the things I don't see that trouble me. What I see is this whole election process, this whole business of government, false flags, fake attacks, all of it being scripted to lead to one thing, and that is to lead to this one world beast system of Revelation and Daniel that they would like to create in order for us to have peace and safety. They want us to be safe with vaccines. They want us to be at peace, and yet they declare war. They want us to have freedom, and yet they take it away. So I see everything basically around us, without sounding like a crackpot, Dave. I just see almost everything that we see as being dishonest and disingenuous and false. And so I have to question everything. And unlike what some people say, I have to say, unless they prove what they claim to be the case on 9/11 and these other places, then I have to conclude it's false. That's my position. Okay?
Yep.
Is that outrageous or not, Dave?
No, not at all. You're looking at it a little differently. I'm talking about a global totalitarian system, and that's exactly what you're talking about with the Mark of the Beast system.
Right.
So, and it's cloaked in this communism, Chinese, Russian communism, but, you know, it's deeper than that. Thanks a lot, Rick. Appreciate
Much deeper.
It.
Thank you, Dave. You're a prober. I like that. Chris in near Las Vegas, I guess now, wants to say something, Jim, so let's bring him up. Chris, hello.
Well, good morning, Rick and Jim. I must say it's a pleasure to have my pre-Christmas phone call with the Mr. Conspiracy Guy of the Universe. Good morning, Jim.
Thanks. I'm glad to have you here. Yeah, lay on.
You know, Jim, we frequently call your show and other shows here the truth advocates and investigative journalists, forensic investigators out here who tear apart these conspiracies and police murders and these false scenarios, false flags, as we're frequently calling them. And we think we don't have any effect. But I've got to point out to you that some of our activism and calls to important people actually has some effect. And we see that evinced by getting rid of Christopher Krebs, the former head of CISA, and now Guillermo Berrios, a.k.a. Bill Barr, over at the Department of Justice, who has been doing his impersonation of a laissez-faire, do-nothing, Sessions-type DOJ head, which has not been prosecuting anybody, but hiding the evidence of the laptop from hell of the Biden crime gang and the other sycophants that they've been covering up crimes to the disadvantage of Trump. This is what's going on.
Yes.
They were election tampering.
Chris, you're 100% correct, and look at the parallel. James Comey bottled up the contents of the Anthony Weiner laptop that revealed the corruption of Hillary Clinton to a degree beyond the imagination of most Americans, and now Christopher Wray bottled up the contents of the Hunter Biden laptop. But I'll tell you, the corruption goes beyond William Barr all the way to the Chief Justice of the United States. Lynn Wood is calling him to step aside here, not only because of that phone conversation where he declared to Justice Breyer that he would never allow Trump to be reelected. But Lynn Wood has proof that John Roberts was on Epstein's Pedal Island. He has proof and documentation of it. I've seen a photograph of him with Ghislaine Maxwell. And from their expression, I believe Ghislaine just bestowed a certain sexual benefit upon the Chief Justice. This is disgusting beyond belief.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Jim. The corruption in the, let's call it the bar, because the bar is a warring force brought to this country to destroy the republic from the very inception. And these bar cons, these attorneys, these twisters of facts to their own predatory legal advantage, are destroying this country, and they've turned this into judicial tyranny. And we're seeing it manifested all around the country. Sidney Powell saw it down there with General Flynn, who had to be pardoned because they could get no justice from Sullivan. This is a very devious plot that's occurring all around America. This tyranny of the judiciary and these Soros-hired prosecutors who are really per se executioners.
You're 100% spot on. George Soros has had a terrible effect here by entering district attorney races and the like to corrupt the United States. You know, he has made the declaration his goal in life is to destroy America. And he's doing everything he can to achieve that goal. By the way, you know, Kamala Harris wasn't a popular choice. She was selected by George Soros' son. Kamala, like Joe Biden, was totally unpopular. In 35 years running for the presidency, three times, Joe Biden had not won a single caucus or a single primary until South Carolina, when Google came into his assistance. And Kamala Harris was the first of the 17 Democrats to drop out. She didn't even make it to Iowa. And now everyone can see the plan is to have Biden step aside for Kamala to step up. But I guarantee you, Hillary and Obama are going to be running the shop behind the scenes.
Oh, absolutely. There's some other players back there, too. Sally Yates, Valerie Jarrett. There's a whole cadre of these anti-American terrorists who have sold out this country, not to forget that Hitler sold uranium to Rosatom and the Russian government over there. It's just absolutely insidious that these treasonous people are not hanging from the gallows here in America. In fact, yes, we call her Kamala because she's probably an offshoot of Madame LeBeau down there, the voodoo queen priestess.
She's a total mediocrity. Just listen to her. This is an uneducated, unintelligent, uninspiring, absolutely amoral, no character whatsoever. The very idea of her being a possible occupant of the Oval Office is disgusting beyond belief. And we know, although her history, that she made her way in politics on her back with Willie Brown, who, when he was 60, had an affair with Kamala that was widely known in California when she was 29. And he put her on a couple of cushy commissions where she was having a salary paid for by the taxpayer. She is a total sleazebag. And this guy isn't even the real Joe Biden. It's disgusting beyond belief.
You're absolutely right. You know, James, I'm one guy that you're going to talk to on this show in RBN that has survived two egregious abuses of mass deadly force. They've tried to provoke me to violence, to murder me twice, unsuccessfully so far. And so I really appreciate you coming on with the truth like Rick does and most of the participants here on the RBN show. There's a little disinfo, but remember, the whole point of PSYOPs and for propaganda is if you can create confusion, it doesn't make any difference if it's truth or lies, as long as it creates confusion, chaos, the assemblies of worship of Osiris, and crisis, the cry of ISIS. God bless America. God bless you, Jim Fitzer, and thank you, Rick.
Thank you, brother.
Call,
I appreciate
Chris.
It.
Wonderful call.
Yeah. Well, I have to say that we have our second guest, Art from Philly, coming on now to fill your shoes. And, Jim, it's been a pleasure once again because we didn't have you on for a while, about almost 6 to 8 weeks, so we haven't had time so much so fast. But I want to thank you for the work you do. And good to know you're still roaring like a combat marine, I guess I could call you, okay?
Rick,
so anyway, again, give your, give your websites once again on your Conspiracy Guy and also moonrockbooks.com. Just give them
Sure. JimTheConspiracyGuy.com, JamesFetzer.org, moonrockbooks.com. But let me just add, I'm an agnostic, Rick, but I say God bless Donald Trump and God bless America. We need this man in that office. He's acting for us, unlike the others who are only out for themselves.
All right, Jim. I think you're still a closet Christian. I'm not going to say anything. All right. Hey, listen, thank you, seriously. It's been a great show, and anytime, you just give me a holler. Okay?
You got it, Rick. Thanks so much.
Have you back.
And
thank
to
you.
Everyone out there.
Amen. Amen. James Fetzer, and he really, really has it down. You never think that, say, listening to this, how can this be real? How can everything he said be true? Well, not everything necessarily you have to agree with, but you have to look at the facts. You see an obvious hoax like Newtown, Connecticut, and then you see another obvious hoax like Boston, Massachusetts, two most blatant staged events, you know that something's wrong. I've had people look at videos, look at the lies. You know, Robbie Parker smiling and giggling and laughing over his daughter being allegedly killed. And I see all this stuff going on. I said, this is totally fabricated. But the elderly and middle-aged people, doesn't matter what demographic you are, the naive, the simple, and most of all, basically good people. These are our fellow Christian and Israelite people that God calls a little bit sottish. In other words, just a little bit sick short of a dozen. He says they're a little stupid because they don't see through the lies. And if you don't see through the lies, then you'll never see through the biggest lie yet to come. And I caution you all, folks, it's serious business, very serious business. What we are seeing now is just the middle course of the end. We're not even in the beginning anymore. We're in the middle stream now of this massive hoax, massive lie of peace and safety. Remember, that's what they intend to bring, is peace and safety and prosperity to the world after they've bankrupted everybody. Pensions are gone. They're going. We have massive economic dislocation. JCPenney now closing a number of more stores and so on and so forth. This is a massive time of reset, indeed. Now we have Art in Philly, who's come up just a few minutes before the break, and to add to his, repertoire of previous editions. Hello, Art. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Rick. Hello, RBN, and Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to everybody.
Thank you.
So it's a great show to hear.
You've been very busy. What's that?
Yeah, I've been busy, but it's also great to hear RBN and also to hear Fetzer talk about some of the things. I remember one of the callers today was calling up and
says you heard a little bit of it, Art. I'll sit back. I won't say anything. What were your perceptions of what we've talked about so far, and you can add to that?
Right. I mean, people are saying, yeah, they can see the communism coming about in this country. But what I wrote No Place for Corruption about is to bring some insight to see where this communism came from, okay? And I clearly showed that it came from the Chicago Syndicate, the Jewish Mafia segment of the Chicago, basically the organized crime, is where this communism originated and has overtaken this country, okay? That's the point I want people to understand. And if you want to do something about it, you better understand who these people are within your, you know, within your local communities and take them to task. That's where you're going to have to fight. Okay. When we fought the British, you know, for independence back in 1776, we didn't fight the king. We fought their soldiers that were right in front of us in our communities. And that's what we have to understand. If you're going to fight, you understand where to fight and who to fight. That's the point I'm trying to make with people.
Yes. Yes, and you are. You are doing that. Cosa Nostra, whatever you want to call it. Whatever name you want to put on it, it's all the same. As you say, the Chicago gang, they've reorganized, they've readjusted, they've retuned, and yet here they are right in our faces, and they pose as our friends. They pose as our community saviors, always coming in like Satan with a good smile, you know, just a nice little smile on their faces saying, hi, I'm from the mob, I mean the government, and I'm here to help you. And the people
mostly, but not entirely,
folks,
go along merrily, and they say, oh, thank you, thank you. It's wonderful to have you here, Rabbi Jones, and to hear from you, Rabbi Smith, and so forth. Smith and Jones, what are the real people behind those names? Who are the real people, and what do they really believe? They pose as something they are not, and that is key to understanding what we're dealing with. If we don't understand that, we don't understand how they come in to solve a problem they created, then unfortunately we're not going to understand the whole missive here, you see. And you're right, Art. You know, you look at the places, and you've done your own study on Newtown and Rhyme Lambs and all this nonsense, and what have you found? You have found essentially the same thing, only a different path. And you look at who benefits, Kibono. And again, it comes down to the same group of people. What was going on in the Congress at the time, the investigations that were going on at the time that this purportedly took place in Newtown, Connecticut?
Okay, I'm not an expert in the Newtown issue. That's where you and Fetzer have the expertise.
All right.
But I did.
You know, you've talked about Ryan Lancer before. You've talked about his alleged involvement in all of this and his father. LIBOR scandal. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
The what scandal are you referring to?
The LIBOR scandal.
Oh, the LIBOR. Oh, definitely, yes. The LIBOR scandal was basically where companies like J.P. Morgan, okay, and LIBOR is the London Interbank Overnight Rate. So what it is basically the interest rate that's on the European markets, most in France. I mean, I meant to say in Britain. And what it is the interest rate that they provide for financing primarily mutual funds for communities, such as, you know, for your building your road, building your schools, or whatever. All right. So what happened is J.P. Morgan has the history of lowballing, and also GE's in there, too, for that deal. So they lowball all the local lending institutions to get a corner on the lending for municipal communities. That's what LIBOR is about, is how they're taking control of it. So the Congress was investigating this, and for instance, they found Mr. Lanz's father worked for GE, okay, which was Kidder Peabody, okay, and that happened with the merger of General Electric when they bought up RCA, okay. What happened is they used Kidder Peabody to buy out RCA in that merger. Okay, and I actually was working on Wall Street during that day that that happened. At lunch, I heard the guys at Kidder Peabody say this right next to me. He says, I can't believe where the money came from. I said, what do you mean? Well, it came from Switzerland, yeah, but it was wired up straight right from Medellin, from Pablo Escobar's, drug cartels. That's where he got the money. And, what happened is right after the merger, you saw Jack Welch then announce that he's buying up Kidder Peabody, giving all the top executives golden parachutes. And the next thing you know is he's hiring the criminal, okay, who put the bond dealer put the financing together and made that part of Kidder Peabody called a GE Financial, okay? And that's where Mr. Lanz's father was working at, okay? So I know that part of it, okay? And I know that the Southern Poverty Law Center called up when I was on the phone for, you know, doing a show for you that day, and they actually were trying to, ask about, the issues with, with the issues that you and Fetzer were involved with, because I didn't answer him. You did not get sued. Okay, they were ready to go after you, Rick, just like they were at Jim Fetzer, and financially put a lawsuit against you. Okay,
But when I mentioned what I just said to you,
and I said, it's also what a coincidence that the other guy involved with the LIBOR scandal over there in Colorado, that his thing goes berserk. You know, what a coincidence when you're talking about a $4 trillion market that these two kids go berserk when they're ready to go, when their fathers are ready to go in front of Congress to looking at a LIBOR scandal. Okay? You know, it's just funny how things just happen at a certain time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I know. It's all, I don't believe in coincidence like that.
It just so happens to be that way, you know? And SBLC, has not been in the news too frequently lately, but the Southern Poverty Law Center is just as diabolical today as it was then and as it was 10 years ago.
They are occasionally in the spotlight, as you know, like ADL and so forth. They try to maintain a very low profile, but occasionally something pops up, and they do get smack dab in the middle of it, you know. And so we have the exploitation of Newtown, Connecticut. You have the exploitation of the Boston Marathon, you know, bombing drill. You have the Santa Monica, especially. You have the Santa Barbara cases, and you have the El Paso shooting, the church shooting, so forth. All of these provided them with the ammunition. As I said earlier, though, Art, with this new massive pandemic that they have metastasized across the globe, they've been kind of lowbrow with creating these false flag attacks, and that, to me, is very suspicious. We talked about it how many times? We said that, isn't it interesting that outside of France and a few other European countries and here in America, an occasional shooting, these people who supposedly are Islamic terrorists, who are radical white nationalist extremists, they're just covering their faces because they want to be safe. They don't want to do anything bad. Until the pandemic is over, then they'll go back into action. That makes as much sense as the pandemic and the idea of wearing masks to protect yourself. So it does conjure up some real images of some connivance here on the part of the mafia, the Cosa Nostra, DHS, FBI, CIA, Mossad, and so on and so forth. So I think those are valid questions, don't you think?
Right. Now, the question to ask, at the root of what you're saying here, is the influence, lobbying influence, to corrupt our government by Big Pharma, okay? Now, it is known that these psychotropic drugs that they give kids when people are emotionally out of the zone where they help them, that they can exhibit extreme violence. For instance, they gave, I think it was a chimpanzee, they gave him these psychotropic drugs, and his emotions went too high, and he ripped a woman's face off, all right? And if you look at, you know, for instance, the ones in Colorado, I can't think of the name of the school out there.
Lebel.
Those kids were taking these drugs, you know, so there's a strong relationship to these.
Lebel, I believe, was one of their names.
Right, right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So somehow that's not an issue to talk about. You know, that's just nothing there. And as you mentioned many times, and even Robert F. Kennedy Jr. mentioned about the, you know, how these vaccinations really hurt people. Yet, in the LBJ administration, that corrupt LBJ administration run by the mafia, definitely run by the Cosa Nostra, Big Pharmaceutical was able to basically push the liability of when they're making rat poison to give people, to push it onto the American taxpayer to pay for their mistakes, okay? Mm-hmm. And also from being in high tech, I did the research on the H-1B visa program. And who did they do it for? You know, Senator John McCain sent me a letter saying, oh, we did it because of the Hudson Institute report, Workforce 2000. And who did the prime players behind it? Raymond Gilmartin of Merck, okay, and Jack Welch of General Electric. So, you know, people got to wise up and actually realize some of the companies you're working with are the mafia, okay? And once you wise up to that, you better start looking at, you know, if you have any decent and integrity, you'll do find plan B and not work with these criminals. That's what I say.
Well, and, you know, look at social media. That's where right. You'll find them heavily concentrated. You'll find Zuckerman, you'll find Zuckerberg, you'll find a host of others, Schwartz, Soros, and so on and so forth. And here they are. Every time you read about them, it seems, they're making a donation. And who are they donating to? Republican National Coalition, Trump campaign, Biden campaign, the DNC, various organizations, whether they're ad hoc committees or whether they're actually permanent groups that have been established a long time ago. And they're, what they're doing, Black Lives Matter has been one of the most prominent ones, obviously. But in addition to that, these are the criminals who are trying to silence free speech. You know, I tried to post the other night. I knew it wasn't going to go through. The story about former Facebook employees who have been blowing the whistle on Facebook and how they have participated in a smear campaign in the Democratic National Coalition. And said, you can't print this.
What's on your mind? Can't allow that. So, you know, again, everybody knows it. Everybody's aware of it. They don't deny it. And all they do is just simply continue to censor because they hold all the cards. You see, they run the show. We know that. This is Satan's world. This is Satan's media. And it's just a reality. It's just a reality of who controls big media. You know, for years I've been reading that. Who controls media from 1950s to 60s and 70s? You know, the John Birch Society will tell you a lot of truth, and then they'll cop out in the end. They'll give you the names, but then not connect the dots, you know? And that's why I say, let's stop wasting time. Let's name the names. Let's name the tribe. Let's name the race. And let's name that lineage of Cain and his seed line. All right, we'll come back with our guest, Art from Philly, in just a couple.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
We're back now with Art from Philly. If you have a question for Art, if you have a sane question or a comment, you can call 800-313-9443. I noticed by reading in, I call it the Jerusalem Watch section of our program, in the TOI, Times of Israel, that Bibi Netanyahu is the first Israeli to get, guess what, Art, COVID vaccine. And you can see the needle going in his arm there. He's administering it, of course. And, you know, you can see all of that vaccine going right in there. Look at it. All of that COVID vaccine. Look, it's a cure. Now, Moderna and a whole host of others there, Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, they're all getting ready to zap America to make us safe. And who's leading the way here? The Prime Minister of the little tiny state of Dera, the evil fig tree, as Jesus described it. Here he is. He's getting it. And then they say that by, January or so, they're saying that it may be that Israel will lead the way in all of the nations of the world by being the first to vaccinate its at-risk populations by the end of January. So these are progressive times, Art, you see. Health and science and welfare and all of the technologies, biotech. Isn't it very nice of them that they should lead the way in freedom and liberty and in science? Wouldn't you say that's very, very kind of them in the little fig tree generation to do that?
Oh, it is. I mean, what are they doing for the people in the West Bank and Gaza? I mean,
killing them.
Right, exactly. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Want people to understand when you talked about the media just a minute ago. You can trace this situation going back to the Hearst Foundation, Citizen Kane, that movie, you know, with Orson Welles.
Yeah,
and
Orson Welles.
And RaceWire, set up by Capone, and basically controlled by Mo Annenberg, the father of Walter Annenberg, and also through Joe Reagan. And you can trace that Joe Reagan trail to Jack Ruby through the book Deep Politics, okay, talking about the JFK assassination, how they were tied in with the Chicago Syndicate. Now you can trace the Annenbergs going to Operation Mockingbird, working with Kurt Meyer of the CIA, who was also implicated in the JFK assassination under LBJ. And then you can talk about in Philadelphia, the pioneers of TV, okay? And as an example, mm-hmm. you know, Miss Romper Room working directly for who? Walter Annenberg, whose father, whose husband, I meant to say, Senator Schweiker, was the one who appointed Specter to the Warren Commission. Okay, Now you can trace that lineage to basically controlling the Nixon administration through Max Fisher of Murder Incorporated, Walter Annenberg picking his cabinet. Then you can trace them pushing in the Bush administration, No Child Left Behind, controlled by the Annenberg Crime Syndicate, to basically is the first step in privatizing public schools in America, giving them mob control, all right? Now you look who rises to power through No Child Left Behind. None other than Barack Obama, okay? But somehow we talk about all the scandals with Obama. Who mentions anything about the Annenberg Crime Syndicate? Have you heard that anyplace outside of us talking about it?
I haven't heard a word in years.
How about that, okay? You know,
I mean, years ago, I used to read, because I was a TV, I'll admit it, like most dumb Americans, you know, we all sat down and watched TV in the 60s and stuff. And, you know, it was very innocuous, very actually quite good and wholesome in many ways. But I used to sit down and read TV Guide faithfully every week, you know. And they had the conservative slant columnist in there, a woman, Edith Efron, who was not Italian. But she used to write a pretty good column, actually, Edith Efron, from a right-wing perspective on the media. But not to say that the Annenbergs were right-wing, but they're the forerunners of the neocon movement. And basically, the neocon movement, what you could say got started in the late 60s, early 70s, you know, in the Wall Street Journal, where you had the usual cast of characters that wrote there, the Kristallnachts, you know, Irving Kristall and so on and so forth. They were the real pioneers of this movement to take over the Democrat Party. And they were not welcome too much in the Democrat Party. And so the Republicans actually enlisted them. And that's why I say the Republican Party is worse, much worse, ultimately, than the Democrat Party, because they have served the beast system in this country insofar as ADL, by and large, not entirely, but by and large, ADL, SPLC, what are they doing? Hate laws, hate speech laws, hate crimes laws. No place for hate in the schools. They want to make you a criminal for hate speech. Anti-Semitism laws. The Republicans have been right up there at the top, Art. You know what I'm saying? That's my gripe.
I agree with you.
Let's cut the
bull. I agree with you.
Let's not give them a pass, okay? That's what I'm saying.
Right, I agree with you. And I also wrote that up in No Place for Corruption. It's both sides.
Right.
Okay? All right.
Right.
So now you see Obama rise to power, okay? And who's his understudy? Who's picked there? Joe Biden, okay? Mm-hmm. The Bruffman boy, basically through Dope Incorporated, you know, through the politics of DuPont in Delaware. And also the DuPont family owns Campbell Soup. So that's where you can see connection to the Bruffman boys. Now,
no more Campbell's beans for me. Besides, they give you too much gas.
Yeah. So then what happens, we have this guy, when he mentioned TV Guide, who owned TV Guide? Okay. It was Jerry Lindfest, okay, of the Lindfest Foundation. That great, how would you say, charity giver for America, you know, in his giving. You know, Columbia University, okay. The Philadelphia Art Museum. Directly with the scandal there, directly tied into the Dilworth administration that was directly involved with covering up the JFK assassination through Sprague and Specter going to the Warren Commission. Okay, So now we see, as we mentioned before, we had the issue with Lou Katz, who's very closely related with Jerry Lindfest. both of them passed on at this point. But they were in competition with the other side of the coast of the mafia, okay, in Philadelphia, over control of the Annenberg's old Philadelphia Inquirer building in on Broad Street. So they went to court. Since they had the judges on their side, they won, and the other side was a little miffed, okay? And you talked about the other side. One was the guy who was running George Norcross was the major player on that side. And a week after they lose the lawsuit for ownership of that Philadelphia Inquirer building to become a casino, Lou Katz of Comcast flies up to Boston, I think Kampskin, and on the way back to take it off, his plane blows up and kills everybody in a plane. How convenient after they lose that. And then you hear Jerry Lindfuss, negotiating with the criminal elements, probably Norcross and the Bucks County Republican Party, the guys are running that, okay, at that point in time. And he makes bones and gets that issue settled. Now, you can see the direct ties between Comcast through Lou Katz and the Annenbergs and Operation Mockingbird, okay? Now, how does this guy Biden rise to power? Well, basically, he works for the Annenberg University of Pennsylvania, making $800,000 on the side before he runs this campaign. Now, Mr. Cohen, one of the top leaders of Comcast, supports this campaign to start off become the president of the United States for the Democratic ticket, okay? So you can see this mafia that I've been talking about, you know, for the past couple of years with you, now has put not only Obama in power, but also has put Biden in power, okay? You can see it directly, that connection with the public corruption of these communists and the Jewish community putting Biden in power right here, okay? We've been talking about it, and now we're seeing the outcome of it. I hope the rest of America starts seeing this, because they got to be dealt with. They're criminals, and they're absolutely criminals. No different than Capone.
So, well, maybe we need another St. Valentine's Day massacre, you know, but that would be quite an arrangement to get them all in one place and then fire away, as they say. You know, I mean, they're going to get theirs in their time, in their due time, but the damage they've done is totally oblivious to the people, as it should be, right, in their eyes. We don't want the people to know what's going on, because they might start getting a little reckless. Now, we have this next stimulus package in the Congress, which, again, is another indication of how bankrupt we are, not only monetarily and financially, but intellectually. Are we that stupid to believe that Congress can simply wave a magic wand and create a barrel full of money so that you, in your poverty state, can get a nice little stimulator check? And it amounts to what? It amounts to a pea in a pod. And the reality is that while we're talking stimulations and stimulus checks, the reality is the dollar has dropped again. Purchasing power has dropped again. So we've had a nice little tax increase since February. Wouldn't you say, Art? I mean, that's the way I'm looking at it. I haven't done the calculating.
Well, you're absolutely right. Basically, from quantitative to easing, you know, each $1 trillion they produce knocks off a nickel of the purchasing power of the dollars in our pocket. So they printed so much money from 2020 that a $21 is only worth roughly 79 cents of a 2019 dollar. Now another $1 trillion of stimulus, they say $900 billion, but let's figure it's another nickel. So you knock off another nickel. So now your $21 purchasing power, okay, because of all the money they printed, now it goes down to 74 cents, okay? In just 1 year. Isn't that great? Right.
There it is. It's like somebody just went into your account, your bank account, and took out that money. Just took it out, and now you're left with that much less. And people, are they complaining about it? No, they want more. They want more. Free bread, free housing, free circuses, you know, free donuts. This is what they did in Rome, and this is what they're doing now. And what's happened is, going back to Roosevelt's era, when they destroyed us economically with the Depression, then blamed it on the people themselves for owning gold, they managed to make us a debtor nation. But who are we in debt to? You know what they teach in college?
Hey, Teach, as long as we can service the debt, we owe it to ourselves, and nobody will be any the wiser. I mean, this is the garbage these Keynesian economists have been teaching kids in school since I can remember. And it goes right back to the 40s and 50s and 60s. That's the Bolshevik educationist mindset. No, we don't owe it to ourselves. No, we are not a creditor nation anymore. We have no credit. We have no nickels and dimes. All we have is worthless pennies. And that is what they have done to us. So people will say, oh, we got to trust them. We got to trust our good Kenite brothers and sisters. They're so wonderful. They'll lead us into prosperity. Well, they already did. They already have. Prosperity of bankruptcy. Okay?
Right.
So let's get used to the fact that we are a debtor nation. We are not only in debt, we are destitute. And that is the part that people need to understand. We have no money.
Right. Well, I'll say it this way, and you said it quite well already. I guarantee by 2050 that we will not be able to service the debt, that the amount of money that we'll have to pay just on the interest of the debt for the country will not equal the amount that's due. And at that point, the country is bankrupt. Okay, now what do they do then? Well, then everybody else gets a haircut. How are they going to do it? Well, they can basically do it by raising taxes, printing money, okay, or cutting back on spending. Now, out of a combination of those three, they're going to print more money, no different than what South American or African countries do, and turn this place into a third world banana republic. We're already seeing it, you know, the immigration. That's part of the reason why they're doing it. Is basically to keep the Ponzi scheme going for a little while longer, while they enrich themselves and everybody else is expensive.
That's the key, is continuing to make money. Let's go to the phone. John in California is on the line. Hello, John. You're on with Art and Rick.
Hello, Art. Hello, Rick. Happy holidays to you. It's
thank you.
Art, it's just great to just mesmerizing every time you come on, just what you have. Information. It's just phenomenal. It's all this corporate stuff. I just want to switch gears, if you don't mind, what's happened out here with our local Representative Eric Swalwell and this supposed Chinese money trap. I don't, you know, it's just very, very silent about it. Do you have any comments on that?
I haven't looked up the issue. I know that you really got to look really hard in the Wallace Annenberg out there, and her school's in L.A., and her estate out there in Rancho Mirage by Palm Springs. She's the major organized crime figure I have there. The other two are related to the Gambino family, which is Nancy Pelosi D'Alessandro and her nephew, Newsom.
Yeah, it's not surprising, but, you know, one of these things that just all of a sudden pops up, and the media doesn't say anything. I got it off RBN, thank God, but, you know, just wondering, you know, what's going on and what brought that on for a controlling factor some way. But, I think it. We don't know what'll happen in the future. So, anyway, that's... I'm sorry?
What about the recall for Newsom? I mean, are you guys getting that signed up and getting them out of there?
Well, they're about halfway there. It seems like they've been saying that, whether they, you know, can make it by March. They extended it to get the 2 million signatures, but it's out there. Like I said, you're seeing signs everywhere. You go out of the big urban areas, you go out in the middle of America out there, they're all calling for his recall. So it's going. Whether they try to derail it, I don't know, but it's out there.
Well, you're dealing with the mafia. I mean, what do you think you're going to do?
I don't know.
Get away with it.
Yeah, that's the problem. But, you know, push it. Got to keep pushing on it. Anyway, gentlemen, thank you, and have a happy holiday and all of your good work.
Well, have a good Christmas, too. Yeah, thank you, John. Appreciate that. Dan in Washington State, do we have time for the break? I think we might. Hello, Dan. Dan, is that you? Hi, Dan.
Hello, Dan.
How about Dan? Washington, are you there? Hurry. We'll move on to Terry in Texas again, because Terry didn't get on the last time. Hello, Terry. Let's try Terry if he's there. Go ahead.
Hello, Rick. I did not call the first time.
And
Well, you're on now anyway. Speak, puppy.
My comment is going to be short and sweet and to the point, because you guys are talking about the financial crisis and how they're going to solve it. Now, I had a chance to glimpse into the plans, and they've already counted on how dumb the people are. You know how they're going to solve it?
Sure, with more crises. They're going to destroy us.
They're going to get everybody to count backwards.
My goodness. Yeah. Counting backwards. I think I do that already. I walk backward. I drive backward. So why not count backward? What's the big problem?
I mean,
you hear that?
Education. They would fall for it if that was the plan with Impinette. Just count backwards.
Sure. Well, I think the digital currency thing is coming all too soon, too, and I think this is going to transmute into that. I think we're going to see a change, a dramatic change, just as it was a dramatic change in 1934. The whole currency, I mean, we were in an illegal currency, basically, in Article 1, Section 8. They took us off the gold standard, basically. And what they did was illegal, unconstitutional. So why not do it again and again? You know, they bankrupted us, in a sense of reality. Same thing now. I think, I really do think, boys, let us look at a digital crisis worldwide, and you know it'll be blamed on Iran or something like that. And right now we're seeing that with Russia, the build-up to war, what they're trying to do now, on Paso and so forth. This tremendous cyber attack, on America and Red China. So already we're being prepped again for a major crisis internationally. That's the way I see it. Terry?
Yep.
Any other comments, Terry?
Oh, no. This is more, if you've got time, one real quick comment. I was talking to Joe the other day. And I was getting some insight about this modus operandi. If you want to find out what's taking place today, go look in the past for the scriptures to get the modus operandi. But so many people talk about, so much is made about Christ when he was crucified and all the things he went through, you know, physically with his body, the scourging, the beating. But what I think is really what was worse, and you see it taking place today, what they really did to him that was more toxic and worse than that is that they shamed him. And now they shame us when you bring about something that's contrary to the narrative or the art of self-censorship comes in. They shame you.
Well, I think, they try to shame us, but I think they're the ones who are actually the shamers. I do believe this. Well, we don't have to be ashamed of anything. They destroy us. They humiliate us. Yes, all those things that they did to Christ. But remember, in doing so, what they've done is turn four fingers and a thumb back at themselves. That's what they're doing to themselves. Okay? That's why I see it, Terry. And I'm not saying you're not right. I'm just saying that when you do that, you reap the whirlwind, And that's what he says. I agree with him, and that settles it. Okay, thank you, Terry, for your call. Can we squeeze him in? Can we get in Dan, who is back on the line? Dan from Washington. Greetings.
Can you hear me now, okay?
I sure can. Hello. Dan. Greetings. Welcome.
Great. Yeah, well, real quick, the shaming, that's because they control the narrative, and it's just kind of like the anti-white propaganda. If someone would just be honest and stick up for white people honestly, then all the tactics, divide and conquer, would go away. But no one can do it, apparently. So, but real quick, Chris Christie put Jared Kushner's dad in jail for sexual blackmail. Now, Jared Kushner is Kebab Lubavitch, and are they a different mafia than the sort of communist left-wing mafia, this Kebab Lubavitch?
Well, Lubavitch is controlled by Sheldon Adelson, okay, who controls the Likud, that controls the Netanyahu. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. Are they at odds with the say, the Annenberg Mafia and these other ones, or are they all, I guess, just different sides of the same coin, basically?
More like different sides of the same coin. Okay.
Okay.
You know, these guys run the Republican-Jewish coalition. They play both sides. Okay, and now you're seeing it. What you're looking at is Republican side of the Cosa Nostra, is what you're asking. But they're also on the Democratic side, too. They're on both sides.
Now, is there a religious difference with the Kebab Lubavitch? That's mostly just right-wing, I guess, that sect of Judaism.
Well, in the place for corruption, I have a link there about Lugavitcher and how bad it is for people in the Jewish community. It's like an indoctrination, not much different than what Hitler did, is what apparently for what people said, being involved with it. So that's what I know about it. You know, you can look into a place for corruption there and look at the documents section, and you'll be able to see the write-up I have on what people said about Lugavitcher.
Okay. All right, well, thanks. And what's your gut feeling about Chris Christie? Is he a good guy for doing that?
Yes.
Or going after? He's a good guy?
Yeah, he was a good guy. That's why he wasn't allowed to be in the administration, okay?
Right. Okay, that's my gut feeling there, too, with him for that. So, all right, thanks for
that extent.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Yeah, thank you, Dan. Have a good Christmas. And all of you out there, Art, that's coming up on closing time in just about 2 or 3 minutes. Any closing words that you'd like to leave us with today, pre-Christmas, and your thoughts in general?
Well, Christmas is about peace on earth, and I hope everybody prays that we get a treaty between the U.S. and Russia not to start another nuclear Cold War. That's what I hope people understand and pray for that. That's what I would hope people understand about peace on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's coming about because NATO's been intruding into Eastern Europe, which was against the treaty.
Yeah. They're plotters, they're schemers, and they do their dirty work, as Dan just said, you know, without being noticed. And, you know, the people are not able to see who the culprit. The real culprits are the ones that are the portrayed as innocent ones, you know. The little bearded rabbi who's just offering peace and safety in Palestine, yet he's told, and he tells others, spit 3 times when you walk by a church. Can you imagine that? In Jerusalem. Spit at the church 3 times.
Right. And I'll just mention this.
Entirely different image. What's that, Art?
I was going to mention also, remember the Bay of Pigs of here, because what that was about was to restore mob casinos for Meyer Lansky, and in the process of doing that, they almost started a nuclear war between the U.S. and Russia. And who was behind it was Max Fisher, the founder of the Republican-Jewish Coalition that your last caller talked about, that's run by Sheldon Adelson at this point.
Right. The Fisher boys, huh? Well, you are a wealth of information and knowledge, Art, and you are blessed. And you've blessed us, and we thank you for that work. And whatever takes place, may you have a peaceful and a joyous Christmas, and be at ease, take care, have faith. And we'll talk to you, God willing, very shortly before the end of the year. So we look forward to that, okay? Take care now.
Let's keep Christ at Christmas. Have a good day.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, and Rabbi John and in Arkansas, hope you're well. We pray for you. As well, folks, thank you all. Remember, Christ is the reason. Talk to you next week.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Center. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.